Real quick, Jessica, I know you got your five plays you got to see. We'll do that at the 9 o'clock hour. Can't wait to hear about your five plays you got to see tonight. Is it a jet sweep with Deebo Samuel? Is it the screen pass? Is it a wide receiver screen?
It's a fake field goal.
It's a fake field goal. Not really a Shanahan style, huh? Fake punt?
It's the Will Levis interception and then fall to the knees.
The worst pick six I've ever
seen.
Like
he's at church with me at St. Cecilia's, and then he sticks both his hands up like, what was I doing?
Will Levis, not a good start. That wasn't a good quarterback play in Chicago. Caleb either. They got the win, though, because that defense is legit. That defense will keep the Bears in a lot of games, but Sunday Night Football next week, Chicago's visiting Houston. That could be nasty for Caleb. Nasty. I'm high on the Texans, man. D'Amico's jumping around. Joe Mixon's running for $160. Diggs has got handshakes with everybody, including the special teams coordinator. Their sideline always seems to be jumping onto the field after first downs. They got it's a vibe down there at H-Town, man. They got something cooking with C.J. Stroud. That's one of my favorite watches outside of Kansas City and Mahomes and the way they play offense and, of course, my Niners. Houston's right up there in my top five in terms of just watchability. C.J. Stroud's must-see TV, folks.
You know, they rebranded the uniforms. It's like the whole thing needs to go, like the Texans. Like, I can't wrap my arms around their entire uniform, their logo, everything. They look like knockoff navy blue versions of the Atlanta Falcons jerseys. And they're just, the logo is garbage. I'm sorry. Like, the whole thing, they need a rebrand.
Oilers was just so perfect.
It was iconic.
I know the franchise totally went to Tennessee, agree. But God, it just...
Totally agree.
It's so unique, too, and it's perfect for Texas. So you think of that Texas as oil.
Yeah, no, when you watch that McNair doc and you see the old baby blue and at Mitchell Ness, they had the Earl Campbell kid. And I thought about it, Chasky. I looked at it again. I said, damn, that baby blue looks good, man. I don't look good in baby blue. Maybe I do. Maybe I got a little swag with the baby blue, but... I may have to go back and get that. I may have to get an Earl Campbell baby blue. Because you're right. The Oilers, they should just give that name up. Give it to the Texans. Rebrand yourself as a Houston Oilers. Whew. Panthers. Got two texts right away. As we break down to three takeaways, I want to get yours first, Shasky. 415. Panthers should have taken C.J. Stroud. 707. Bryce Young is going to be out the league in 2 years.
He's homeless.
Ugh. I'm pulling for Bryce.
My three? You want my three?
I want your three.
Give me some NFL
music. Give me some prime time. Give me some prime time music. Give me some prime time.
Number three. Jim Harbaugh back in the NFL. Wearing blue gloves pregame, catching passes while wearing spikes on turf. The NFL is better with both Harbaughs in it. The NFL is even more better with him. I know that's not even a way to say it. With him in L.A. for the San Diego Super Chargers. They'll always be the San Diego Chargers to me. Justin Herbert turning into Alex Smith in front of our very eyes? You know, were early on this, and I'm coming around on it. I think I've overrated Herbert.
I think he'll be better with Harbaugh. He needs a few. Lat McConkey's a nice little weapon for him. They need some more. Quentin Johnson out of TCU. Don't know. Jack Jones was into it. By the way, we do talk about fights in the stands, about fights in the field. Jack Jones and the Raiders fighting on the field. The Raiders are, they should have hired Jim Harbaugh. Now, I'm just going to, and I like Antonio Pierce. I hate dogging him, but that Jim Harbaugh, the Raiders should have been all over that.
What do you like about Antonio Pierce?
I don't know, man.
He's not an X's and O's guy.
Yeah, I'm pulling for him. He seems like a good dude. Okay. He's helped out a lot of guys. I don't know. He's got Singletary 2.0 written all over
100.
It.
At least Singletary had a Hall of Fame resume.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
They ran it 67% of the time on the 22 first downs. If you have a running back for the Chargers, be happy.
Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins looked so good in the second half of that game. But it's so good that Jim Harbaugh's back. That is my number three opinion from the weekend of the NFL.
J.K. Dobbins looks like the guy in the Fiesta Bowl. He looks all the way back. All the way back. All right, number two, Shasky.
Number two. Everybody take a deep breath on the Bengals. Just take a deep breath on the Bengals. The orange on orange on orange. I liked it. I liked it a lot. In the last three seasons, when Burrow's playing, they average less than 20 points a game in September. But if you go to the next couple of months, 26, 27, 28, they get better as the year goes on. They're 6-6 in September when Burrow is starting games, all right? T. Higgins injury, the Jamar Chase deal, we didn't even know if he was going to play. They don't have DJ Reader anymore. Let's all take a deep breath. It was the worst loss of the weekend.
Yeah.
But I still believe that the Bengals will be there when it's all said and done in the mix for a playoff spot come December. But I'm telling you right now, it's the worst loss of the weekend, Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, and all the people with survivor pools, everybody, we're done. Take it Cincinnati. I mean, I was saying young man fumbled right before the goal line, and I was like, oh, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Go ahead. Number one.
My number one, I mean, there's just so many.
Number one.
Let's just go to the two worst quarterbacks in the NFL right now. It is what it is. I had Will Levis. I don't even consider him an NFL quarterback. Danny Dimes is going to get the New York Giants the number one overall pick. Worst contract. Who were you competing with for that contract? I have zero idea.
It is sad, but it's true.
And then the other guy, and these go hand in hand to me, because I thought they were the given the amount of money they're making and how much people were believing in them just a couple of years ago, Danny Dimes will get the Giants a number one overall pick. You fired Wink Martindale. Oh, it's the defense's fault. No, it's the quarterback. Yeah. It's the quarterback. That's the whole problem. Malik Nabers is already a budding superstar, and he's questioning the quarterback in the postgame. I'm just here to do my job. And then the other guy. One game, man. I love it. Malik Nabers isn't wrong.
Danny Dimes walking out the stadium, he's and the horrible. Fans booing him, waiting on him to boo him in New York. Oh, man.
He's horrible. Horrible. Ooh. And then the worst contract in sports, Anthony Rendon included, the worst trade in the history of the NFL, not just because of the draft capital, because of the guaranteed money you had to allot to him. It's the Deshaun Watson deal. How can you watch this man play football and say, dude, like 3 years ago, I would have traded for him. Everyone would have traded for him. Was it that the Texans weren't that good? Was it a mirage? Did he just fall off the map? Did the player never recover from the whole incident with the massage parlor stuff? What is going on? Is it Cleveland? Deshaun Watson, that trade, they gave up a zillion first-round picks, a bunch of seconds and thirds, and $230 million guaranteed. It's got to be the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
It's one of them. The Herschel Walker deal comes to mind. The Niners, Trey Lance coming up the mine.
Thank God for Deshaun Watson.
There's a few trades. Go ahead, Spinotti. What you about to play?
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
I thought Trey was going to get some action yesterday.
Oh, man. He might have with the way they beat down Cleveland.
Right now.
So they may be
one. Dallas' defense is legit.
So my three takeaways from the NFL. Number three.
By the way, I squeezed four in there. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I noticed.
My number one was a twofer.
You can't help yourself. I'm surprised you didn't go six.
Number three.
I do think that Josh Allen is Iron Man.
So that's five.
So that was got five.
And was it three takeaways with sub takeaways?
Yeah. No.
How about Russ dressed in the full uniform, inactive?
Go ahead, keep going.
I got so many thoughts.
Was it weirder to see Russ with a shaved head or Tomlin without a hat?
Tomlin without a hat. That was weird. It threw me off.
It threw me off too.
I said to you guys in the thread, I go, when did he go bald? And Spinoza's like, he's been bald for multiple years. I go, really?
Yeah, he has been bald for multiple years. He just always wears a hat. Russ bald looks made. He looks so. Russ is done, man. Russ is so cooked. It's sad. I'm getting Donovan McNabb in the Washington / Minnesota Vikings uniform bad. Like, just, it's not going to end well for Russ, is it?
End well? What? It's over. What? It's over. All right.
My three takeaways.
Give it to me. I've got
number
more,
three.
But, you know, I had to taper it down.
Saquon Barkley. I've been talking about all morning. I'm still blown away by how fresh he looked, how durable he looked. And now he's in a situation to where they're going to be in a lot of ball games. He's got playmakers all around him. Saquon Barkley, by the end of the year, may be the best running back in football again. He may be. Now, McCaffrey's got something to say about it. Derrick Henry will have something to say about it. Those jokers in Detroit will have something to say about it. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. But Saquon Barkley, oh my goodness. That's a different dimension that Philadelphia did not have last season. He's a baller. He's a bell cow. He's got power. He's got speed. Saquon Barkley looks all the way back, folks. He looks like the first-round pick he was coming out of Penn State for the New York Giants. All right, that's number three. Number two.
Number two.
talked about them all morning long. And I think they may be in line to be in an AFC championship game. I think they're one of the three best teams in the AFC. That is the Houston Texans. And some people might say, well, Bonte, they beat the Colts by two. You know my old adage. Division games are just different. Division games are different. They went for it on fourth and goal, up two. C.J. Stroud, this Stephon Diggs, we're going up 29-20. We're winning this game. Oh, wait, we need a third down to ice the game? How about the throw for C.J. Stroud to Nico Collins on the sideline? And how about the catch? How about the catch? And then again, you get the sideline erupted, and then you get Joe Mixon running for first down to ice the game. They got a different swagger down there in Houston. They host the Bears on Sunday Night Football next week in Houston, Texas. Reliant Stadium's going to be on fire. And then they play Minnesota. They could be 3-0 before hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars in the divisional showdown. Number two, the Houston Texans. They have arrived. They are here. Last year was no fluke, folks. They're going to be one of the teams to beat in the AFC when it's all said and done. All right, number one.
Number one.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Part of it was because I know I can't go to the game because the Warriors have a home opener against the Clippers at the same time the Niners are hosting this team. But the Dallas Cowboys ran around differently yesterday. They ran around differently yesterday with their defense and Mike Zimmer. Micah Parsons was everywhere. And I watched his interview after the game where he said, you know, I tend to get bored. So now Mike Zimmer's challenging me to do different things. And this rookie corner, number 21, I had no idea who he was. They lost Bland for a couple months. This rookie corner was nearly picking off everything. Now, I'm not sure how bad Cleveland is. They missed Conklin. They missed another Willis and Conklin. They're starting tackle. So I don't want to sell all the stock of Cleveland yet. And they will get Nick Chubb at some point this season. But Dallas's defense flew around as CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb looks like the best wide receiver in football. I mean, he was running reverses. He was catching passes all over the middle of the field. I can't believe looking at the Cowboys saying, okay, all right, they're going to have something to say in the NFC.
Saints-Cowboys next week, very interested in that matchup to see which one of these teams is actually for real. Because I could see a blowout, like the Cowboys, like just stomping on the Saints because Derek Carr, you know, it's Texas.
I can't even begin to take Derek Carr serious.
Well, we can't, right?
Is that game in Dallas?
At Jerry's World.
Now, if he wins or he looks good, I will walk it back.
And having said that, they did win in a couple years ago on Thanksgiving in Dallas. I think Derek Carr put like 400 yards. So it can happen.
With the Raiders?
With the Raiders.
Regarding the Dallas Cowboys, their defense is so elite. Like they are. Their front is elite. DeMarcus Lawrence, when he's engaged like that, he's a monster. Yeah. He's an absolute monster. I thought Zeke looked good. Nobody's going to bring this up.
Zeke had juice yesterday.
I thought Zeke looked good.
He had juice yesterday.
He did, dude.
I was laughing.
He looked good.
He looked good in that 15. He looked slimmer.
And it might have been the smartest thing to just kind of calm everything down by just giving Dak the money.
Yeah, right before game day.
Look, I think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. Like, it's almost automatic for me as long as they stay healthy. The question is, like, is it going to be Eagles or Cowboys to win that division? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the Cowboys. Like, that was impressive. You know who was not impressive yesterday?
Who's that?
Tom Brady.